I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who doesn't like to pick up a cold drink from the fridge and sit down to watch a show on their laptop or TV? Electrical appliances have made our lives easier and richer, and yet, as much as we love them, we don't seem to be as good at properly maintaining or disposing of them. Thursday, 14th of October this year was International E-Waste Day, an event to raise awareness about the problem of waste electronics. I'm Jacopo Russo, and I spoke about it with Pascal Leroy, the General Director of the WEEE Forum, or WEE Forum, the non-profit expert group which promotes the event.
One in seven products in your household is broken or not used. And so it's important that these appliances or products do not just sit in the drawers or in a box in the attic, but that we take them to a return, to a repair shop, for example, or to a shop or to a collection point.
What happens to the electrical waste that is not recycled?
So in Europe, 55% of the electronic waste that is arising is reported as officially collected and recycled. And so 45%, we don't know exactly what's going on, we don't know exactly where the e-waste ends up. But globally, the situation is much more dire. Only 17% of the e-waste is actually formally reported as collected and recycled. So globally, a lot of e-waste is actually disappearing. We are talking about 55 million tons a year is disappearing in landfill or in nature or is illegally exported to other countries.
Is it very polluting?
Yes, e-waste on the one hand contains valuable precious materials or critical raw materials, so materials that are valuable or the supply of which is risky. And on the other hand, it can also contain toxic elements, for example, chlorofluorocarbons, which is CFCs in refrigerators, or mercury in backlights or flat screens, or you also have brominated flame retardants in products. So these are substances that pollute the environment. They can leak into the soil or in gaseous form or as a liquid. And so it's important to properly treat these appliances. So it's both. On the one hand, it's a cost to depollute them. And on the other hand, we have to recover them. Otherwise, we need to mine these materials, which is much more polluting.
Is there anything that governments are doing to make it easier for consumers like me and you to recycle e-waste?
Yes, let's say in association with the producer responsibility organizations and the producers community in general, most countries run consumer raising awareness campaigns, such as E-Waste Day is one component of awareness campaigns whereby they draw attention to the importance of recycling electronic waste and not incentivize people to stop hoarding the appliances. But of course, that's not the only thing. There's also, for example, the network of places where you can return your electricals. So the shops, the electrical shops where you can return your electrical items. So many countries are trying to create a dense network of collection points. That's very important because returning electricals needs to be convenient for consumers. If it's not convenient, for example, if they have to drive 50 kilometers to drop an electrical item, chances are the consumer will not return it. There's also, for example, apps. Many producers or PROs have developed apps that allow consumers to spot a shop in the neighborhood where they can return their electricals. So there's a lot going on in that space, and also it will enhance the circular economy in many different respects. So this is all very commendable.
Your goal is to encourage people to recycle their electrical items. But what about repair? Wouldn't it be better if the items were repaired?
Absolutely. Products need to be as repairable as possible, because this is the only way to get us to a circular economy. So an economy where materials and products and components live a longer life and so are not immediately discarded the minute that the product breaks down. That's the essence, I think, of the circular economy.
With the pandemic, we have been using our phones and laptops more. Has this had any impact on the amount of electronic waste we generate?
There's one piece of research that shows that actually consumption of electrical and electronic equipment went down in the first three quarters of the year 2020. And therefore, the likely e-waste that will be arising in the future is going to be lower as well. But of course, this is just 1 year where consumption was not as the other years. There is other research that shows that people will have bought more laptops, for example, to be able to work at home, or more printers, more phones. But let's say there's no conclusive research yet. So there you have different research on this point.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.